America Weekend.
Carl, since we are advanced in our years,
yes,
we've had the opportunity through a lot of years to meet many different wonderful people in life.
Yes, we have.
We've met celebrities as well as scoundrels.
We're truly privileged.
Yes.
I believe that.
Indeed.
Yeah, we have been. We're lucky.
The reason I bring that up is because I want to talk to you a little bit about the time I met Ginger Rogers.
Wonderful.
Interesting lady.
Yes.
You know who Ginger Rogers
was.
Oh,
do I?
I mean, the dance partner of Fred Astaire.
The very, very best, the top of the pyramid.
Oh, indeed. And you would know because of your early career as a dancer.
Yes, as a dancer.
And a pianist.
Yes.
I met her at a fundraiser in San Diego probably, I don't know, 20 years ago. And she was my dinner partner at this fundraiser.
And, memorable right
and
there.
And she was in a wheelchair at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking. I said, well, how did you get into the wheelchair? How did that happen? She said, I was invited by Ronnie, meaning Ronnie Reagan, aboard the presidential yacht, the Sequoia, and I fell down the gangplank from one spot to another. And she said, I fractured my hip. And it just is, I was old. I am old, and it just doesn't heal. And that's what had happened to her. And I was so moved by her story, the sincerity of the way she told it to me. You know, just the two of us sitting there chatting, over dinner and stuff like that, that I wrote a poem called Ginger that I want to read to you.
I'm delighted, please.
It is. She lives now in a wheelchair, aged by grace, though not despair. She once was light in song and dance, though now her steps are dream's nuance. I know she is different now, yet mind remembers every bow with wishes and abandoned hope tucked within the mind envelope that once held honors for the pair when she danced with Fred Astaire. We all go through this change of time with added years above our prime. I cannot leave you in this tale for you to think her spirit frail. Ginger's heart is young and agile, though her body now seems fragile. Her inner light is in control, patient waiting for bell to toll, the numbered days for time's release when all the pain will finally cease. It was a pleasure, once again, to honor her long-lasting reign as queen of dance and radiance. I'll always be her audience.
Wonderful, wonderful.
What a delight to meet that lady.
When did she pass away? Do you remember?
Believe it or not, about 4 months after I wrote that poem. It's on her website, and it's still there, I mean, to this day, about her. There's a Ginger Rogers website.
I was in this conversation with one of Len Goodman, who's a judge on Dancing with the Stars, one of his associates, who was a Brit, and we talked about the dancers of our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire will have, and I had the pleasure of meeting him just once. I was working at Dow Jones at the time. My boss knew him very, very well, and he said, "Without her, I could not have made it."
Hmm.
Without her, not in the motion picture business. He had always been a star with his sister in vaudeville and on the stage, and a big star. And his sister was an extraordinary dancer, by the way, absolutely extraordinary. There's still some video, some film of them dancing. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. But with Ginger Rogers, according to him and my former boss, she took it to a different level. And she was never credited for that. It was always a stare. But without Ginger in those extraordinary, extraordinary sequences of films of the 30s.
I love watching them even to this day.
Oh, without question. They dance.
The choreography. Now, who did the choreography? Was it Ginger or was Fred?
Astaire. She just followed his. She gave her comments and her thoughts. But Astaire was so good at that. The stuff that he did so creative that she said she was barely able at sometimes to keep up with the changes, and that's why he rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed. Everything he did was absolute perfection. And they were doing Top Hat. Mm. And there were three, if you remember, the opening dance sequence in Top Hat still stands this day to be, yeah, For as a former dancer, my mouth went, I was a kid and I went right open. I hadn't seen it on syndication television. It was in the 50s. I was watching it with my mother one night, and I just couldn't, I could not stop jumping up and down. I was marveled at what he did, but I also, even at that point, as a young child, I was only 8 or 9 years old, at how well she danced with him, mm-hmm. how well they moved. They were always in absolute sync.
Yep.
That's extraordinary. It's absolutely, it's almost impossible. But he, and his hands, which were so big, okay, had huge hands, were always moving the flow of the music, and they moved her. Because he had mentioned that. He said this to my boss, Don Klebe, who knew him well. They were in the same church together in Los Angeles. He would move her gently with his hands, but you never saw it. It was his fingers and hands that moved her to make a position or a change. That's amazing. And he did it, and they did it with so good. But she was the element that anchored him, that made it work for him. And he made that tribute to her, and I think it's wonderful.
You know, I don't know the story of how the two of them came together.
Do I don't either. No,
I know. We should find that out.
I'm going to find that out. I believe it was an audition. If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to go back now. Here goes my memory. I believe it was a simple, straight up, it was a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer audition.
Yeah, MGM. You're right.
MGM.
Yeah.
It was an audition. And she was a beauty. She had won a number of beauty contests and was an actress at the time, was under contract to another studio. And they lent her out to MGM for this particular dance to see how it worked. And he said once she danced with him, he did not want to let her go. And he didn't for 7 years.
Yeah.
Seven wonderful, magnificent years. He had other, you know, Sid Charisse and others who were wonderful dancers, but they were never ginger.
You know, staying with this, the dancing and the choreography, a number of years ago, I got a call in my office at CBS here in New York, and a woman said, Mr. Smith? And I said, yes. She said, this is Agnes DeMille.
Huh.
Do you know who I am?
I
said, yes, Ms. DeMille, I do know who you are. And she said, I think it is time we have lunch. That began a wonderful little association where we met several times, dinner at her place. I took her out to lunch. And she was frail at the time because of a stroke.
Yes.
Aphasia, I think, she was going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's where you relearn your body or your brain has to relearn
things.
To speak and,
yes.
and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, what a delightful, delightful lady she was. And I would ask her, and then she would tell me in her very difficult speech patterns about how she choreographed some of the great Broadway shows. You know, it was fascinating.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's we talked about this earlier in the broadcast. We're thankful, you and I both, to the people that we have met. I'm honored to have how lucky we are.
Mm-hmm.
What characters? What stars? What even those that weren't. The interesting people, better word, that we've met in our lives.
Well, you worked with Gleason.
Oh, yes.
And you worked with
Carson,
Donahue. Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, yes.
So, I mean, those are people that most of us would say, boy, I would have loved to have had a chance to meet them.
And the brightest man that I ever worked beside you, because you are the brightest.
Just stop.
Steve Allen. Steve Allen.
Yeah, he was a smart man.
Oh gosh, he always wrung out a history note or a quote and say, "Do you know what this is?" And I said, "I think so." I was much younger. I was 16 years old.
You remember that program he did? I think it was called. Was it not You Are There? But where he would get a bunch of thinkers, philosophers, dressed up in costume.
Correct.
And they would sit around a table and discuss. Things.
Yes.
What was that called?
Gosh, I can't remember. But I wasn't involved with him at that time. But this is the kind of thing that he did. And he was so extraordinarily inventive. That would be Steve Allen's mind.
Yeah.
Because he'd want to have he'd want to have a conversation with them.
Yeah. But his library was extensive. Jane Meadows says that. I mean, he would research something and he'd have it in a special folder.
Yes.
He could always go back to it and he knew what he had researched.
I had said to her, and I don't know if she ever did this. I don't know if his family ever did it, but they should have given him a wing in a library or museum where people could access his library, which was just extraordinary. 12,000 plus books.
I wonder if it's still available.
Let's find that out. I'm gonna check. I want to check. I know someone who knows the family very, very well. Let me ask.
Yeah, please
that's
do.
I'd like to find
Maybe
them.
We could get them on
let's
to
get
talk
them on.
About
yes,
that.
Yes, let's do that. I like that very, very much. Because I need more I need more schooling.
Well, someday I think we ought to talk about the way you got schooled. And,
oh, boy.
And it's a great, great, great story. So, but in the meantime, my friend, we
yes.
have come, the walrus said.
Yes.
It's time to finish talking of many things.
Yes. And move us down the road upon which we have traveled to the end, if I'm getting this correct. To the end we go, and there we see, to the end, that beautiful star in the sky. And the rest I can't remember, but that is Carl Sabatino. And it is Roland Smith. And this is Smith Sabatino until
next time.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.